We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm aware of the rumors, speculation, everything kind of surrounding the Jaden Daniels Washington thing. Like, maybe he wants to go to New England. Now that he's visited Minnesota, maybe Minnesota's where he wants to be. You know, if you want to talk about an LSU connection with him and Justin Jefferson, whatever.
Can I tell you something based off of going through things like that? When you leave the place that you've just met, you always want to go there. Because they are the last one that just told you everything you wanted to hear. And you know I'm swayed just like that. If you talk to a recruit in high school, talk to a recruit in the NFL, when they walk out and you just say, first thing, yes or no, would you want to come here? Yep. Because they just wine and dine you. What else are you going to say? You know what I'm saying? Like you always say, if you don't look good on your prom, you know what?
Yeah.
You're not going to look good. When you walk into those meetings, they put on their best shows. And normally people that love to be pampered, they're pampered and they're happy.
I think there's rampant speculation. We've heard stuff from people I respect. I know Evan Silva said something on his podcast that maybe the meetings didn't go so great, but then he didn't really want to expand on it. I do think it's important. Whether you think it's Schefter, I think, is probably the one seed, but Garofolo, Diana Rossini, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, Jay Glazer. There's a lot of really, really wired in national NFL reporters. Yeah. And let's be clear, this isn't – for many years, Washington has the 17th pick, and it just doesn't generate a lot of national attention. Like, oh, are they going to take a D-lineman or a D-lineman, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just – it's kind of off the radar. Nobody in L.A. or Seattle or Houston cares. But the number two pick in the draft, really the beginning intrigue point of the NFL draft, because everybody knows Chicago's taking Caleb, is Washington.
Yeah.
And therefore, you've got eyes, ears, hearts involved in what Washington is going to do at number two. Schefter has talked all over the place about saying, hey, I think it could be Daniels. He's never reported it, never said it definitively. If there was information, definitive information on what is or is not going to happen here,
he would probably have it.
Somebody would have it.
Yeah.
I'd love to pretend like I would have it, but these are new people. Like, they're not talking to anybody. They probably have some pre-existing relationships with some reporters from previous spots. But did you notice Peters? Dude, yesterday he said something that was really interesting. And it's not to suggest that each party doesn't have a role in this. But I'm just going to read something from Adam Peters real quick. Asked about finalizing the quarterback they want. We're real close. There's still a few more things in the process we have to do. And as you guys might be guessing, I'm pretty process-driven, process-oriented. So we have to debrief on our 30 visits with the whole staff, talk about everybody there. We haven't done that yet. And then later tonight, we have a medical meeting to go over all the medicals and the combine and get that information, as well as ask some pointed questions, if there are any, on certain players if we have some questions. So we have a few more things. DQ and I will huddle up and probably have an answer really sometime next week. Now I will say,
answer is going to be Thursday when they make the pick.
To that point, I'm reading again. I will also say this, you know, you don't really need to make a decision until you need to make a decision. So there's no rush with that.
Yeah.
I get the feeling Peters hasn't even told Dan Quinn what he thinks yet. And let's be clear. I'm guessing by the time we hear from them again late Thursday night, everybody was on board with everything. But I do think the hierarchy in place is Peters will tell Dan Quinn what he thinks.
I understand that mindset, but I think Peters if you are, you have to talk to your coaches about what they think too.
I think it's going to be collaborative for sure.
If I'm a coach coaching someone, I understand it. If you and I are already close and we think and we're at the hip, cool. But if I'm hired to come in here and coach somebody, I need to know who the hell you're going to pick too. And you might want to know what type of person we're looking for, what we think will work better than this. So him just interviewing with Dan Quinn is not the end, because Dan is not going to be coaching the quarterback per se. It's going to be Cliff.
Right.
Okay? So it's more that, listen, bro, I love the way Peters works because he basically gives you nothing. But I also know for him to be as successful as he is, things happen according to how it always happens. He's talking to people. They're getting closer. But you know what? I am never going to say we got our guy. You know why? Because when I say we've made a decision, now all of the vultures are coming to try and find out. And you always find one leak in everything. So if I'm still looking, everybody doesn't just swarm on the area to try to find out stuff. You ever notice, like, whenever someone says something like, remember the "I will never," when you say that, you make people now begin to just focus on everything around you. And that's how information is found. But if nobody thinks you've settled down, guess what they do? They keep roaming everywhere else where it may be the wrong places.
There is one particularly relevant, as we talk about the betting markets. Does anybody remember last year? There was last year for most of the season, this young CJ Stroud. That's what we heard about over and over and over and over and over. And for most of the pre-draft process, it was Bryce Young, CJ Stroud. Then there was this period of time where a rumor emerged that the Texans were going to take Will Levis. Do you remember that period of time?
I remember that. I remember there also was about that CJ Stroud supposedly had the lowest Wonderlic and wasn't going
to
be there.
There was a period of time
that seemed to be wrong,
where Levis was the betting favorite to go second overall to Houston. And then as we got closer and closer to draft night, I think it was the night before, betting markets changed dramatically. Stroud again became the overwhelming favorite to go number two overall. This was just last year. We're not going back to 1970 or 1995 or 2010. This was last year. This
How
was
many people
12 months ago
bet it because the markets changed to Levis?
Probably a lot.
I didn't bet it.
I don't know.
You understand this market a lot better than others, but every time something moves a percentage point, or a tenth of a percentage point, people feel like that really means, and that makes a world of difference. No, it doesn't. I need to get this bets, like the betting right.
It doesn't necessarily mean nothing, but I think in the absence of information, we exponentially highlight what seems tangible, and we can point to betting odds. It's like, all right, we don't know, but look at the numbers are changing. They probably won't let you bet more than $25 on it. Like, and I would just point to this from last year. This was April 25th, so probably a day or two before the draft. Will Levis became the betting favorite to be selected second in Thursday's NFL draft over the weekend. Now the Kentucky quarterback is gaining steam to be the first overall pick. I'm reading this from Sports Illustrated, April 25th, 2023. This is almost exactly a year ago, folks. This ain't that far away. Levis's odds to go number one to the Panthers shortened from plus 4,000 to plus 600 Tuesday morning, a dramatic shift that appears to be in response to a Reddit rumor. Accordingly, his odds to go second cooled marginally because he was the favorite to go second, minus 130 to plus 100. Levis still has the best odds to go number two to the Texans. Reddit user SaleAgreeable2834 referenced Levis's long odds to be the first pick and wrote, "Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's telling friends and family Carolina will, in fact, take him on Thursday." So a Reddit rumor.
They probably told him that. Carolina probably said, yeah, we got that pick. We're going to take it, just like they told the other quarterbacks.
A Reddit rumor installed Levis as the favorite to be number two overall to Houston. Brian, do you remember who Houston took?
Yeah.
Who was it again?
The guy that had that bad Wonderlic test, or whatever that test is.
I think it was the 2023 Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
In fact, despite the wild volatility in his betting odds to go second, he did, in fact, go second. Do you know where Will Levis was drafted?
I don't even care.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. I don't know what number.
I'll give you an over-under of 16.5, right in the middle.
16.
He went in the second round. High in the second round, Jeff. Tennessee traded up to get him. But because of rumors leading up to the draft, at one point, betting markets had him as the favorite to go second overall ahead of C.J. Stroud, who was taken second and was then the subsequent Rookie of the Year, and Levis went in the second round.
Yeah.
Deep breath, people. We're a week away.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.